New York City has rarely had a mayoral election so transfixing or with such critical stakes for its future. That's how the New York Times is framing the fight for City Hall, which next week pits a 34-year-old Democratic socialist, Zoran Mandani, against a Democratic veteran, Andrew Cuomo, the son of a former governor, Mario Cuomo, and a one-time governor of the Empire State himself. He had to step down following allegations of sexual harassment from a number of women. It's a race that's getting a lot of attention, not just because it's taking place in the Big Apple, where politics is always operatic, but because it's being seen as a test for the Democratic Party. Does Mandani's left-wing populism represent the party's future? I've been talking to Katie Honan from The City, which is a non-profit newsroom which does a lot of shoe leather and grassroots reporting. I asked her to describe a young politician who a year ago few people have even heard of.
So Zoran Mandani, he's represented parts of Queens in the state assembly since 2021. And he's a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. And up until a year ago, that's probably all anyone ever knew about him. He was part of this younger socialist movement to get some seats in the state legislature, which is, kind of a small seat, obviously, compared to mayor. He announced his run for mayor of New York City a year ago. I remember at the time thinking, okay, here's just another candidate jumping in. There's always a lot of people who jump in the race. And since last October, he's really built this grassroots momentum for his candidacy and to knock out Andrew Cuomo in the primary, and not by little, but by 13 percentage points. And it looks like, there's no predictions and anything can happen on election day, but all the polls have him double digits ahead of Andrew Cuomo. One poll has him up 25 points from Andrew Cuomo. Again, these are polls, but it's a pretty stunning year for him.
I've heard him say he was actually happy just to be included in the polls. At the beginning, he wasn't even registering 1%, and yet he has pulled off this extraordinary upset and now looks poised to become the first Muslim mayor of New York. What lies at the heart of his appeal? How has he managed to pull off this extraordinary campaign?
Well, it's a few things. I think he, as a person, he's very charismatic. He is very personable. He's great on camera, which, I think someone like Andrew Cuomo always says that in the negative, but this is what gets a candidate going. You have to have charisma to meet with people. He also has this really large network of DSA members, Democratic Socialists of America members, who have a really good network of grassroots door knocking and campaigning. And I also think he has a solid and simple message that really resonates. It's about affordability. It's fast and free buses, childcare for all, and freezing the rent for more than a million tenants living in what we know is rent, some kind of rent stabilized, whether it's rent controlled or rent stabilized apartments. So that has really worked. And he's just slowly built up this momentum again. And it's because, look, New York City is one of the, if not the most unaffordable city in the country. And it's only gotten worse. And people are really attracted to at least recognizing that that is his goal, to make things a little bit more affordable.
Yeah, he describes himself as a democratic socialist, and he doesn't sort of shy away from that title. In fact, he makes a virtue of it. Let's just listen to something he had to say earlier in the campaign.
Billionaires have poured millions of dollars into this race because they say that we pose an existential threat. And I am here to admit something. They are right.
I mean, Casey, that's a really fascinating clip there. I mean, New York City is the center of American capitalism, really. I mean, that's where the stock exchange is located. That's where Wall Street is located. It seems extraordinary that somebody who describes himself as a democratic socialist is on the verge of taking City Hall.
Yeah, and I think it comes down to the fact that there are more non-billionaires or millionaires in New York City than there are those who have all that money. And I will say, looking at the primary, which was a lot more candidates were running in the primary, which was in June, it was a Democratic primary. There was so much money that flooded in support of Andrew Cuomo just to defeat Zoran Mamdani. And I do think there's a little bit of a rebellion. You see it nationwide with a candidate like Bernie Sanders, who Zoran Mamdani has called his political idol and who he's now rallied with at least twice in this campaign season. And I think Bernie Sanders' message is something that resonated with a lot of Americans, and the Democratic Party, went another way. And I the other thing I say with Zoran Mamdani, with his successes, I speak to a lot of voters who were so disillusioned by the 2024 presidential and with the Democratic Party. And I think they wanted someone who, yes, is running on the Democratic line, but has a little bit of a different message than these career politicians, of which Andrew Cuomo is the prime example of one.
Yeah, that's why this race is so fascinating, isn't it? It speaks of this sort of battle for the soul of the Democratic Party now. Does the party lurch left, the Bernie Sanders route, the AOC route, the Zoran Mandani route, or does it go with kind of centrist or traditional Democrats like Andrew Cuomo, who served in the Clinton administration, who served as governor, who is the son, of course, of a storied New York governor, Mario Cuomo? It speaks of that great sort of ideological split right now within the Democratic Party.
I agree completely. And for a lot of voters who are longtime Democrats, they might look at the politicians who represented them for a long time and then looked in their homes and looked at their paycheck and their bills and wondered, how has my life improved with these continued electing of the same people with the same ideas? And even the larger National Democratic Party, Senator Chuck Schumer, who's a very powerful senator who represents New York, and Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, again, they both represent New York and they're from Brooklyn, which is a large borough in New York City. They were really, Chuck Schumer still has not endorsed Zoran Mamdani, and Hakeem Jeffries waited for the last minute. People are just so sick of that hemming and hawing from the people they've elected to represent them, and here's the person who is the Democratic nominee, and it took them months to even support him. So that's the concern from a lot of people. And I mean, I also speak to a lot of particularly older voters who would not call themselves socialists and might be turned off by some of Zoran Mamdani's ideas and his thoughts, but they also just like his energy and his positivity, and they're hopeful for what he can do for them living in the city. But even I spoke to an older woman, she's almost 85, and she said, look, my grandkids love this guy. They seem really hopeful about him. So I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah, that's absolutely fascinating. New York City is a strongly Jewish city. He has been very supportive of Palestinians in Gaza. He has faced allegations that his stance against Israel has strayed into anti-Semitism. How has that dynamic impacted the race?
It's affected the race a little bit, and I think it depends on the voter you ask. You know, I've spoken to some Jewish New Yorkers who are fearful of Mamdani and his policies, and Andrew Cuomo certainly has seized on his views, particularly his criticism of Israel and of Benjamin Netanyahu and of the war in Gaza. And Cuomo has seized on this to say that he is not looking out for Jewish New Yorkers and he will not protect them. I will say Zoran Mamdani has publicly shared how he will help Jewish New Yorkers, and he wants to protect them. And I think he has said, look, being critical of Israel, and, you know, he says he does not equate anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism, which is where his stance is. And there are some Jewish New Yorkers who agree with him wholeheartedly on that issue. I will also say this race is a look at the changing demographics of New York City. You see it all around the world, but you see it in New York City. 12% of the city's population is Jewish. 9% is Muslim. And I think that number really surprises a lot of people when they realize that there is such a larger percentage of Muslim New Yorkers here in New York City. And the electorate is changing and people's views change and the power and who holds the power changes as well. And there's always tension when that happens.
He'd be the first Muslim mayor of New York, and in a city that was attacked by an Islamist terror group on September the 11th, 2001, Al-Qaeda, he's been unfairly maligned and the target of Islamophobia. He made a statement about Islamophobia in a video that was viewed 20 million times.
I thought that if I behaved well enough or bit my tongue enough in the face of racist, baseless attacks, all while returning back to my central message, it would allow me to be more than just my faith. I was wrong. The dream of every Muslim is simply to be treated the same as any other New Yorker.
Casey, I wonder how his faith has impacted this race.
He has spoken out about he's Muslim and he has his own beliefs and his own, more especially with he identifies in this Muslim culture here in New York City. And I actually think he's gotten a lot of support from even older imams and people who are just excited for him to be here. And, you know, you brought up the September 11th attacks, and I think a lot of people bring that up as a way of Islamophobia. You even see elected officials across the country bringing up September 11th as a way for people, to, you know, how could anyone in New York vote for a Muslim when this would happen? When I think you need to differentiate extreme Islamic terrorism and everyday Muslim New Yorkers. He was 9 years old on September 11th. So I've seen people call him a terrorist or say that this is kind of part of some jihad. You know, he was 9 years old. He wasn't involved at all. I mean, that goes without saying, but for some people, it seems to be the stance that they take. And a man was actually arrested for making deadly threats against him back in June. The man lives in Texas. So it speaks to how this race has become a national hot button issue, because some people have really strong feelings and it's rooted in Islamophobia. It's blatant and clearly Islamophobia.
Yes, absolutely. One final thought. I mean, Donald Trump has been highly critical of Zohra Mandani. Let's just have a listen to what Donald Trump had to say.
He's a communist. We're going to go to a communistic state. That's so bad for New York, but the rest of the country is revolting against it.
Donald Trump calling him a communist there, but you sense also that Donald Trump is yearning for him to win, because it sort of sets up this climactic battle of the Trump years. A New Yorker president against a Muslim mayor of New York City. You know, you could see New York almost becoming, I'm reluctant to use the word, a battleground, but somewhere where a kind of big ideological struggle over the next couple of years could unfold.
Oh, completely. And President Trump has been critical of Mamdani, but he hasn't been not supportive of the other candidates. And look, I think the reality is President Trump, he's a New Yorker. He's been rejected by his city and he's denounced, you know, his New York residency, switched it to Florida. But he's still obsessed with New York City, for lack of a better word. And there was this idea, especially from Andrew Cuomo as Mamdani's opponent, of, you know, Mamdani won't stand up to Trump and the city will just be completely overrun with federal influence and Trump will walk all over Zohra Mamdani. But I think we're already seeing signs of it. There's detentions of undocumented immigrants. Last week, there was a federal raid of a really local issue of people selling fake designer bags on a street, Canal Street, which is a pretty popular, it's my whole life, it's been where you go for fake designer bags.
Right, yeah.
And it was an ICE involvement, and there were tanks on the streets. Regular New Yorkers really protested against it in real time as it was happening. So if you already see this happening with our current mayor, Mayor Eric Adams, who's been an ally to President Trump, especially over the last year, I've spoken to voters who say, you know, I'm not going to let fear of what a president who might do this anyway, I'm not going to let my fear of what could happen if Mamdani's elected have me vote for someone else.
What a race. And thank you so much, Katie Honan, for helping us make sense of it.
Thanks so much for having me on.
That's Katie Honan from The City, which is a nonprofit newsroom in New York City. It's a metropolis that often gives you glimpses of the American future. So let's see what happens there.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.